This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful Tuesday. No rain in sight, unfortunately, but enjoy the nice day. It's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, we welcome now to the Alice Airwaves our good friend Scott Budman, who works for NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network, I believe.
Scott!
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Good to hear you guys. Good to see you too.
Remaining COVID-free there at the Budman household, yes?
Yes, remaining COVID-free and keeping my fingers crossed, because every day we go out there and, you know, do these stories and it's,
right.
But yeah. Okay, and I'm glad you guys are all healthy and good.
Right, thank and you. That's the deal right now is they're saying because of Thanksgiving, because of a lot of people finally, I guess, caution fatigue, whatever, we're surging here in California. I think it was a combination of Halloween into the Thanksgiving weekend and now with the holiday shopping, and it looks like we've just entered into the strictest lockdown since the first months of the pandemic, and we're surging at hospitals, and you're here to talk to us about, it looks like, some kind of contact tracing apps that will be available this week.
Yeah, they start this week, and this is one of the ones we've been waiting for in California. It's a joint project between Google and Apple. They're actually working together to do the contact tracing app so that if you come in contact with someone who has COVID, you'll know. And that's knowledge that we all really want and need, because at this point, a lot of us are just, well, the numbers are up. Maybe I need a test. Maybe I don't need a test. I've got the sniffles. Maybe I've got this. Maybe I don't. And here's a little piece of technology that you can have on your smartphone. And if there's anything we know about the smartphone, and we've talked about this, it will track where you go, right? Unless you disable location tracking.
Right.
So by tracking your location and those who sign up, there's a Bluetooth method that it will say, ah, you've come in close contact with someone who says, I've got this. You know, and even if you did earlier and they say they've got it now, they'll say, oh, someone, you know, you came in contact with 3 days ago just now said they got COVID. And there are apps with both Android and Apple to do this. Yeah.
So thank you for calling on me, teacher. This depends on participation then.
Very much so, 100%. And the people who are doing it, which is the state of California, and there are other states that have their own apps, this one is for California, they are saying that if we buy in, the more we buy in, the better. And so, you know, as someone who has preached a lot about the privacy concerns of our phones and our apps, I understand that there is going to be, you know, some hesitancy to say, hey, yeah, track my movements and here's some medical information while I'm at it. But at the same time, those who are tracking this say it's really the best way to find out if we've come in contact with somebody, because we've all got phones and we all go places. Vinny.
My hands up. Thank you, Scott. I have a question. A little off, slightly off subject. So when two superpowers like Google and Apple meet, Do they have to go to Switzerland, or is there a similar town in the Bay Area where they feel like it's neutral and they can have a meeting there?
Is it Atherton?
That's right. They can meet at a peach coffee in Atherton, but it has to be right there. You know, it is almost surprising because it's surprising and it's not surprising. Obviously, they compete, and they compete with Android versus Apple and all that stuff. But look, I mean, Google actually pays Apple a whole lot of money to have its search engine on the iPhone. Everyone knows the iPhones are super, super popular. So these guys do work together in a lot of ways.
Oh.
And in the Google sense, for an Android phone, if you have that, it is just downloading an app from the Google Play Store, and then you'll have it on your Google phone. If you have an iPhone, it's already baked in. All you have to do is hit the exposure notification thing on your contacts. Say, I'm in the United States, I'm in Canada, and you're on. So you don't even have to download anything from the App Store. And the idea is just to make this as simple as possible so that everyone can get it if they're okay with the location tracking.
So it sounds like Apple put it in an update for their operating system, so it's just part of your deal.
Can you quickly
If you have one of the more modern, you know, the current operating systems, it will be there already.
I think this is coming out Thursday, right? So I don't think it's on our phones yet.
Oh, so we can't sign up for it right now. Because I'm ready.
If you have an iPhone, you can go through the process. But yeah, Thursday is when it all goes live. But the process is simply go to your settings.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone.
Yep, I'm on it.
Scroll down to exposure notifications.
I see it. Wow.
Then click on that.
Turn it on.
And then you want to say you're in the United States and that you're in California.
All right, hold on. I got to find United States. There I am.
That is
in California. And I will agree. I'm doing this. And because honestly, these are things that I'm turning it on. Done.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's right there, and it's specific to COVID. So this is going to let people know. So now if I was to test positive, I would somehow report that here?
Yeah, there's actually something on that page that says share a COVID-19 diagnosis.
I see it,
so if at one point you're like, oh, I've got this, you press it, and then the people you've been close to with their phones over the last few days,
they would all be notified.
Hey, you were close to somebody.
But they're not saying my name. They're saying you have been exposed. Okay, got it.
Interesting.
The privacy thing in this
that's amazing.
That it's not going to Apple and Google. Your information is going to the California Department of Health. And it's health information, so technically, it's federally protected by HIPAA. If you guys, you know, Sarah, you got kids, you know all about HIPAA laws and all that stuff and all the ways that they can't talk about you, you know. So it is protected. Now, granted, even medical data gets hacked into. There's nothing foolproof in any of this.
Right.
But this is the one way to say, okay, I'm giving up a little bit of my privacy in order to be out there and be among the people who are being traced for this disease. And hopefully to help people that don't have it but have come in contact with someone know a little bit earlier. And bam, get that.
Well, list. Scott, I want you to know that if I do get hacked, I'm going to come after you. So that's one thing you should be worried about. But no, I actually think that this is great. And because it comes down to participation, I think it's a good idea. I don't see hopefully. I mean, I do see how it could hurt, but I think those are scenarios that most likely are not going to go down.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't. I disable a lot of stuff on my phone.
Yeah, of course.
Alexa or a Ring or anything like that. But for this, I'm going to do it too, just because I, you know, we all need to be part of something that's much larger than us right now.
I would want to know if I was exposed, and I would want to report it if I had it, you know.
Yeah, and that's what this does. So it's Thursday, like you said, Rin, and that's when it kicks in, and it'll start tracking whoever's on it.
Basically, Google and Apple have put together this way to contact tracing is the word you're using, right?
I think it's great.
So,
yeah.
And that goes live Thursday. So for those of you who are interested in opting in, that's how. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, have you been using this app? You already have an earlier version, right? You said, so were you able to?
Yeah, so I haven't been using it in a sense that I've been, because people haven't been able to download it yet. So I've got it, but it's just sort of, we did a story yesterday. I was able to put, you know, shoot a little video of it. But what I'm waiting for is to find out how it's working. And I think we're going to have to wait till Thursday because then what they've done is they have traced, or they have tested this at some UCs, UC San Diego, UC Berkeley, among some of the students, and but it hasn't gone wide yet. That's going to happen Thursday. So
I wonder. So when it goes wide and the thing notifies you that you've been around someone, is it instant? As in, you might be in a room and go, somebody here has it.
Mm. That's interesting.
Probably not, because, well, ideally, someone that has it isn't walking around, you know, with or without their phone.
Right, but right. That's my question is, if it dinged and I'm in an area where if this thing's telling me someone's got it, I'm instantly going, which one of you fools is out with COVID?
That would be one way. But yeah, that would be one way, is if they've said, I've got it, and then for whatever reason they've gone out in public. Yeah.
How
but
dare
the other
they?
Way,
get her!
Don't get them. Run away.
Run away, Vinny. Don't come near them.
Everybody's phone dings and they just get up and run out.
Right. Okay, real funny.
Well, this COVID is a cool, I mean, hysterical. I actually hope this works. It's a cool experiment. It does require, you know, the people who have it to report it and people to sign up for it. But that's, I mean, this could be a good thing.
It could. And some of the states that have tried these things and even some of the UCs that have put it in place say that their rate is lower than the rate even of the town around them. So there might be something to this because, like Vinny says, hey, if someone's got it, everyone around them knows pretty quickly and can take precautions and you know, quarantine themselves and maybe not spread it to somebody else.
Right. Well, and now we've just learned that if you do get the notification, you run, you don't fight.
Don't
them,
attack.
Leave.
Do not attack.
You know, right. Get him, you go. Get away from him.
I know this is maybe getting a little bit ahead of this, but let's say I have a COVID diagnosis and I click the thing and I'm sharing that I've been diagnosed and so that the people I've come in contact with know that they may have been exposed. When does that end? When can it, because I don't want to be attacked or run away from if I have
3 weeks later,
it.
Right.
Does it automatically shut off 3 weeks later or does it? Do I have to tell it?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think you would tell it because you would have
gotten a negative test.
Right, after your, you know, 10 or 14 day quarantine. But right, the point is that you would know and you would say, okay, I'm not going to go out with my phone. But those who had already come in contact with you would know that now you've got it. And so they're like, all right, maybe we don't know exactly when we got it or exactly who, but at some point in the last few days, I was in contact with someone who did this. So it's more for the other people to be able to get a test and quarantine themselves.
Okay.
The voice you're listening to is Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. I don't know if we're going to get to talk to you again before Christmas. You got big plans? You going out? You going to go rage? Or you
party
or
your
you
ass
hunkered
off?
Down?
What?
I'm going to be about as active as I was the Thanksgiving holiday season. Everything's a stay-at-home
right.
Staycation or whatever. I'll actually be working through the holiday, so I'm around if you want to talk.
Okay, all good. Right. Well, stay safe. We love you, and I hope you have a great holiday. If we don't talk, I look forward to talking to you many times in a healthier 2021. That'd Woo! Be wonderful. But
thank you. Same to you guys. Stay healthy, and thanks, as always. Take it easy.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks,
take care.
Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Budman, everyone. About the contact tracing apps now available on your phones.
And, Brittany, maybe we could post something up about how people would opt into that on Facebook or Instagram or something, because that is, it was very simple, but it was, it, you know, you got to find it.
I'm sure I can find an article on that.
Thanks. Post that up. You're the best.
Oh, Scott's the best.
He is great. So anyway, while we're on that subject, even though we've been on it already for 10 minutes, the vaccines have begun to be given to people in England, although the Queen says, I'll wait my turn. I think you're 200 years old. You should be first. But I think she also said, you know, I'll wait until we see how safe it is.
Oh, did she
say that? I don't want to grow a horn out of my forehead.
It's a little bit late in life for that. So, and people around her have had this, so I don't, you know.
I don't know.
I feel like she, as the queen, should be one of the first in line. I guess she has decided
she's going to wait a minute, and I'm assuming she's fears that she'll crap her pants or something bad will happen.
Will
and
it
she
cause me to piddle?
Yeah.
Incessantly.
Right. So, anyway. God, I'm so out of time. Let me see what I can do here. Oh, this is good. Apparently in the 90s, I remembered, didn't they say juicy right across the butt? Juicy
yes.
track uh-huh. pants?
Yep.
They
yep.
were big at one point, and then they just burned themselves out, very much like the, what was it, Von Zipper hat or Von Dutch hat, mm. right?
Yeah, they're definitely, you don't see them like you used to.
Right. Well, Juicy's making a comeback.
Oh, really? Right.
They say the tracksuits that were really popular 20 years ago are making a comeback.
That was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Juicy was founded in 95, so this is their 25th anniversary, and they're going to be putting out new hoodies and track pants, matching mm. track pants for you. I like that, you know, Juicy. I mean. Mm-hmm.
Dudes did like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course we would, right? Because we're pigs, and that's the way. And that's the way.
I didn't, sorry, I didn't say that. You said that.
Right. No, I know, but you were sort of thinking that.
Yes,
right?
Sarah.
Was I? I don't know. Rude.
Weren't you? Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 4 and 5 says, the COVID anonymous reporting is fantastic. Sounds like this was modeled from the HIV contact tracing. Oh. I don't know anything about it.
Did they have an app for that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I feel like when the AIDS thing was happening, we didn't have smartphones.
At all.
That's very interesting. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, certainly I see that there are potential issues with this, but I'm going to just go ahead and do it. I don't care. I really feel like these things only work if everybody opts in. So God, I hate to encourage people to do it, but I'm going to. Go ahead. Do it. Hell with it. They've already got you. They got your phone. They, you know, I'm not giving them any information until I click the, yeah, I got it button.
You know, I used to
whatever.
Be, and I don't have a problem with this at all. I think that this is a very unique situation. There's never been a more unique situation in my
That's
lifetime.
For sure.
This is completely, it's far out. So I have no problem with that. But on the other hand, I was someone who was like, what could Facebook do with my info? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, what am I doing? And it turns out they're smart enough to figure out ways to do things with your info that even they are not completely fully aware of.
Right?
If you watch that Netflix special, they're like, this thing's got a yeah. life of its own.
We don't know what's even, it's like AI that's gone out of control.
Right. So yikes. I'm not
so,
sure.
So again, I'm fine with it. I signed okay. right up for it and it's all set. My mom's screaming. My mom's screaming at me.
That's it. What is your mom screaming?
Big brother, stop it. Don't do it.
Oh.
Hey, mom, you know, don't worry. You know, I worry about you. I'll worry about you and me.
Ask her how she feels about being on the cutting edge of
she says we used to lay out together.
Oh, there
naked,
you go.
Which I doubt because I was never one to be naked in front of her.
Why would your mom lie to you ever?
Why would I not remember that?
Because you seem to forget random things all the time.
That's
I mean,
true.
I kind of
yeah,
partially
I'll take
think you make
it.
It up, but on the other hand, I think like maybe you just don't remember. It's not
yeah.
that outstanding of a time. I mean, I'm sure for the neighborhood boys, it was the biggest deal going. Oh my God!
We didn't live
and
in a neighborhood like you,
and
think.
They don't even have a
there
fence.
No
you can
real...
just stand there and stare at them.
There was no real sneaking around.
Right?
We, you know, there were no kids looking.
Okay, sure. What have I told you about that?
If I did this, I'll go ahead and believe her because you're right. My memory does suck, but it just doesn't sound like me at all.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Who knows, Vinny? Let's find out after these together.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.